Ken Blackburn.
Bert was stunned. He walked outside, took a deep breath, and then walked back in again. He explained his situation. He was a pensioner from New Zealand. He wasn't a big deal record breaker. He was just a bloke with an old motorcycle who'd come to America to see how fast it would go after modifying it for over 40 years, because there was nowhere back home long enough to get a decent run. Bert's case was kicked upstairs to a man named Brewer, who listened intently before consulting the rule book for himself. What Bert needed, he said, was a lawyer. He handed Bert a list of names, all top men, he assured him, and made a phone available in a spare office. The name McPherson leapt out at Bert for no better reason than it was Scottish, and Bert rang the number. McPherson turned out to work in a very big office at the very top of a very tall skyscraper. He listened to Bert's story politely. Then, for 2 hours, he consulted a range of law books, occasionally asking Bert a question. Bert sat as silent as stone, desperately aware that the large gold clock in the reception area was surely ticking away his life savings. By the time McPherson gave a little grunt of satisfaction, Bert was in a cold sweat.
Mr. Monroe, I believe I have found the solution to your problem. It would appear that as your machine is essentially American, being manufactured here, there is no reason why it should not come home for as long as it likes, with no bond whatsoever being required.
Bert was in turmoil. The news was good, but the fee he would now have to pay for it was calamitous. He thanked the lawyer and asked what he owed as calmly as he could. McPherson walked around the desk, guided Bert to the door with a friendly hand on his shoulder, and told him he owed him nothing. He smiled for the very first time since Bert had met him and offered his hand.
It has been a pleasure, he told Bert, and I wish you the very best of Scottish luck.